Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
The Traitors Ireland on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Very. Every whisper, every plot twist, every must-have look.
Oh, the TV show we never want to end. The Traitors Ireland is drawing to a close. One more sleep. Oh, my God. Yes, of course, the final is tonight. It's so exciting. I don't want it to end. Who will we see take the prize? It's kind of impossible to predict, isn't it? Last night, we found out that Wilkin was murdered and saw Faye banished from the round table. I'm going to be talking to them in just a moment. But first, let's have a listen to that moment Faye left.
I've had such an amazing time here and meeting so many of you. I came in and it was so honest, and it's funny how it's ending. It's really disheartening to know that this is how it ended when I thought I could trust some of you. When I'm a faithful...
Oh, there wasn't a dry eye in Ireland. Faye, we're so sorry to see you go.
Hi. Oh, God, it's horrible listening back on it, isn't it?
We were just talking about that in the office this morning, saying it must be so hard for all of you guys because, you know, we rarely in life ever get to see footage of ourselves either crying or having a full-blown argument with somebody. So what's it like to watch that back?
Oh, it's awful. You're like, oh my God, why did I say that? Why didn't I defend myself better? And you go over and over and over in your head, but watching it back, you're like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Well, things got very heated at the round table. Yourself and Vanessa were definitely stuck into each other. And I guess, you know, because you're in that high stress situation, you know, you probably walk away from that and you can't even remember what the hell you said. And like we all do when we have a row with somebody. Would you have done anything differently?
I think looking back on it now, I think it's like I had blinders on. If I was to do it all over again, I would go in, obviously make friends, but not be so trusting.
You so trusted Nick. Like, you trusted the hell out of him and Ben, actually. I mean, how do you feel about the fact that they were behind it?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, I think they're playing a brilliant game. Like, if you were to pick two people to be traitors, they are playing it amazing. You would pick them. And honestly, I can't fault them for it. So fair play to them.
This is what Nick had to say about banishing you. He was awful guilty.
I just feel terrible for what I've just done to Faye. She's obviously my friend, and I'd obviously never do that in real life. But it's brutal what we have to do to proceed in the game. And it's making me feel terrible.
Do you forgive him?
Oh, of course I forgive him. I have to remember at the end of it all, it is a game and they came in to play the game. And as the role of a traitor, it is to stab you in the back and win. So you have to take it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, but I guess it's hard to think that way when you're in the thick of it. You know, watching it on telly is one thing. Actually being in the telly is another.
That's it, exactly.
A lot of clothes envy in the office here as well, actually. You have absolutely fantastic style on that show.
Oh, thank you so much. I tried really hard.
I'd say it's the last thing on your mind. You know, it's a day one and day two. You're like, oh, I got to look my best. And by the end of it, you're like, I haven't slept in days. Oh. I don't care if I'm wearing, you know, odd shoes. Get me
honestly,
out of here.
I think that became apparent the first few days. Full face makeup, hair, lovely, nice outfits. And then by second week, tracksuit on, indigo.
We think you did so well. Stay on the line because we got Wilkin, who was murdered. Wilkin, you seem to take the news in your stride.
Good morning, Ireland. I played a fair game. I went really long distance, I think. So yeah, and that was expected.
I loved your comparison to the whole experience to being like an astronaut. You said you go to a different planet, you meet a different species, and then eventually, you know, with a little letter telling you that you've been murdered, you come crashing back down to Earth. How was the experience for you, Will?
Oh, it's amazing. I've never been in a real life scenario where I'm part of a movie. It felt like a movie, a series, you know. It's out there, man. It's so different.
You played an interesting game, I think, because you didn't seem as scheming or as devious as the others. You didn't totally keep to yourself either. You were sort of in the middle. And sometimes I think they were, you know, because some more people were a little bit more vocal around the round table, I think you sort of hid in the shadows. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. That was my one of my strategies, which I had to change the strategy because I had to learn the game. So everyone that spoke or everyone that was too out loud was either murdered or banished, or they came at them really hard. So I was just like, well, this is going to be easy since I'm a faithful. All I got to do is just play the quiet guy. And obviously, I was the quiet guy.
Faye, I got to ask you, looking back, does it seem, because it seemed like this to certainly me and my wife when we were watching it, that the girls sort of turned on each other and let the lads get away scot-free, that even though the guys, you know, completely changed their temperament, suddenly they went from being super vocal to being really quiet. Nobody seemed to notice and the girls became preoccupied with each other. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, watching it all happen, it's just crazy. And it's like it happened from nothing. We literally are like cats going at each other for what? Oh, it's devastating to watch because obviously we all care about each other and love each other so much. But yeah, they just sat back and let us go at each other.
Yeah. And why do you think that happened? Is it just a female thing, or was it just the pressure of the, because it seemed to be that Joanna's exit seemed to be the catalyst for it.
Yeah, I think it was like, I can't even explain it. Because it's like a pressure cooker environment, we were all so paranoid that we wanted to get to a solution, and the solutions that we were coming with made no sense. And we just let the boys sit back, and it's mental to think that we didn't even cop it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, everything's easier in hindsight of when you aren't in the thick of it. I want to get both your opinions on who you think will win. Will, who would you like to see win the show?
Oh, Vanessa, that's for sure.
Why
She's
is that?
She's one of my favorites in there. Because she was one of my favorites in there. She actually helped clear me out throughout a few round tables where I was like voted second most. And she was, we had a few conversations, so she was very nice. I think she should win it.
Yeah, I really like Vanessa as well, I have to say. I love her strong-minded temperament. I think it's really cool. How about you, Faye?
Oh, yeah.
I think the boys are playing an excellent game as traders. They really are doing it well, but I want the girls to win. I would love to see all three ideally, but I don't know if that's a bit optimistic after how things have been going lately.
Well, look, we'll see.
I'd love to see all three.
It's all gonna happen tonight. Listen, well done to both of you. Faye and Wilkin, you played amazing. You gave us so much entertainment over the last few weeks. Thank you for that and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Tune in tonight for the final episode of The Traitors Ireland on RTE One and RTE Player. Catch up on all the betrayal, banter and behind-the-scenes bombshells too with The Traitors Ireland Uncloaked directly after The Traitors Ireland. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, the power of music for dementia.
The Traitors Ireland on RTE Radio One. Sponsored by Very. Faithful? Traitor? Or just looking for a great deal?